mountains of snow, palm trees and sand in your toes. Everybody knows it's Christmas time, spending time with the ones you love, spreading cheer. It's the season we've been dreaming of, now it's here. Hang a star up on the tree and watch it shine. Amen. Pray to God. His desire was to win the lottery. He kept praying for years together. And one fine morning, Jesus appeared in front of him and said, "At least buy the ticket." The man is praying, but never brought the ticket. They are simply praying. Unless and until
the efforts are not put into action. Results would escape us. We are here to work. We are here to act. We are here to translate the lofty ideas into action. This is not a theoretical knowledge. This is a knowledge to be translated into actions. Today's Murli, Baba is not talking about mind, vibrations, thoughts, vritti, speech, all these things you already know. Today he's talking about actions. Actions. From actions you will get to know if somebody is really powerful or not, Master Almighty authority or not. Through actions you will get to know what that man is, that person is. He is a man of action or man of words or just a man of thoughts. Through actions you will get to know the pralabdh, the result. Through action you will get to know the thoughts. The actions are the soul mirror. Through actions you will get to know. The world will get to know you. Through actions you will get to know the world. Through actions you would give visions to the world. Action is the speciality of this world. Action is a gross thing, but actions are most important. What is the use of a warrior who knows everything about how to fight, but when he goes to the battlefield, he forgets everything and loses? The utter debacle. So also we are spiritual warriors. It is not just about studying everything about sword, but we must be able to brandish it. How to use the sword. And Baba said, every point of knowledge is a weapon, a missile, a bomb. Use it. Let not the knowledge remain theory. Let it not remain confined in the pages of the book. Let it come out and become actions. This Murli also talks about burning the seed. And Baba said, not a single doctor knows what is the seed of the disease. They just suppress it. Know the seed of your weakness. Go there and burn. Rather than hiding or postponing the job, do it now, here and now. As you sow, so shall you reap. This is in short about today's Murli. He has usually Baba talks about thoughts and vibrations and vrittis and speech. In this Murli, he has glorified karmas, actions. Keep making karma audit diary, where you can classify your karma as karma yoga or karma bhog, karma lila, karma sambandh, karma kshetra, karmendriya. Different words have come describing karma. Understand this philosophy of karma. Even if you have very lofty thoughts, but if they are not coming into action, what is the use? Not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. If you just keep on uttering Lord, Lord, it will not work. It should translate into action. Come ye all that labor, and I shall give thee rest. Carry me, my yoke is mild. I am not heavy. Be ye perfect, even as your Father that art in heaven is perfect. I have not come to be served, but to serve. Be ye who want to become the heir to the kingdom of heaven. Servant here. He who is first here will be the last in my kingdom. Who is last here will be the first in my kingdom. There is a recurring theme of being an instrument. I come not on my own, but my Father has sent me. I come to testify my Father. My Father, that art in heaven, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. And the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And the kingdom of heaven is round the corner. Love each other. Love thyself. But I say unto you, love thy neighbor as yourself. I say unto you, love those who prosecute you. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who have faith. Be like a small child. Who shall enter the kingdom of heaven? Jesus was asked. Who? And there was a small girl, and he took that girl in his arms and said, unless and until you become like a child, you cannot enter my Father's kingdom. What does he mean when he says he become like a child? Bring back that innocence. Bring back that curiosity. Too much of reasoning and too much of planning destroys the intellect. Bring back the childlike simplicity. Everything should be visible in your actions. Otherwise, what is the use? If you have seen with unrighteous vision, you have already committed adultery in your heart. The message is lost. If he comes now and he sees everything, he will be surprised. When I was there, they didn't recognize me. When I was there, they didn't understand me. And now what all these things are they are doing? Foxes have holes and birds in the heaven, in the air have nest, but this Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. So the life of purity, the life of chastity, the life which is greedless, What it profits a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own spirit? Come now, I call you. Knock, and it shall open. Seek, and he shall find. Ask, and it shall be given. There's a story in Bible. Where a woman comes and pours essence fragrance on Jesus' feet. And she is washing that feet. And one of the disciples, Judas, says, Lord, will it not be good rather than washing your feet with such a costly essence, if we sell this, get money and distribute that money to the poor? The thought looks very logical and sensible, that we are here to serve the poor, the lost, the loveliest. Why to waste time in washing the feet? And the Lord said, poor would already always be there, but I will not be there again. Let the woman do what her heart desires. Because I have come now and I will not be coming again. They lived like a monk. They lived like a person who never thought for anything for himself, but just served and served and served. So today is Murli. The first thing, you can draw a diagram. What it is like to be Master Almighty Authority. What picture comes to your mind when you think of yourself as Master Almighty Soul? You can draw the picture. The second is, this is the mantra, I am a Master Almighty Soul. Whatever you do, whatever you are, multiple times throughout the day, keep repeating. Repetition is the mother of all learning. That is the second practice today. Practice. Keep practicing. New pathways in the brain would be created. The third is, we'll try to connect. Few verses with this Murli. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds. Matthew 5.16. Your light should shine so that others should see. But that will shine only if you come near me. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I am the Alpha and Omega of this world. I am the be all and end all of this world. Stay with me. Be connected to me. He who has known the Son has known the Father. He who has seen the Son has seen the Father. And after the crucifixion on the third day, Jesus suddenly appears in front of his disciples. And they are so thrilled to see the Master is back again. They are so happy. They rejoice and he goes away. But one of the disciples is not present at that time. He has gone out for some work, and when he comes back, Thomas and the other disciples informs him that the Lord had come, but he disbelieves. If he doesn't accept, how can he believe? Because he has seen the Lord being crucified on the cross. How can he come back? And yet again, that very evening, the Master is back. And Judas falls down, and Thomas falls down. And Jesus says, see my hand, see the mark, see my feet and the mark. It's good to believe what you see, but blessed are those who believe without seeing. In English, there is a phrase, doubting Thomases. This is the English word, which means a person who always doubts. If ye have faith, and if you tell the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, it shall obey your order. If you have even the iota of such faith, faith is the miracle. Faith moves the mountain. A man is blind and Jesus goes and puts his hand upon his eyes and he can see. But he warns him, I have not cured you, your faith has healed thee. Go, but don't tell this to anyone. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Baba said in this Murli that there is a weakness. You need to burn the seed of weakness. There are some children who are so careless that they know, but they think that it is not possible or we will do it at some other time. And they even hide it. So these are the two things, hiding and postponing. Don't postpone, don't hide. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is meek. Matthew 26.41. Flesh is body consciousness. If you have problem in sharing with the Father, you can share with your seniors, whom you trust. Because when the soul is weak, it cannot connect to the Father so easily. But you can always connect to those who are around you, and hope if you have faith in such a one, confide in them your secrets. Hiding and postponing. Do now whatever you want to do. The time is here and the time is now, and in this moment lies the eternity. The kingdom of heaven is within you. So the third work from today's Murli is try to connect the Murli with the Bible. Different verses which are scattered here and there. Out of all the religions of the world, Christianity is one religion which is very, very closely related and connected to everything which comes in Murli, because this real religion realizes God as Father. The Father can't do anything without the Son, and the Son is here. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Every line of the Murli can be connected to every verse, whatever is written in John, Matthew, Luke, and the third thing, the fourth task for today is you can visit a church and join them, serve them, help them, wish them, gift them. Neither death nor life, nor height, nor depth, neither nakedness, neither any persons present, neither angels or principalities or any creature present or about to come shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Such love of God should arise in every heart. My love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. Let the love for this yajna burn in each one as a fire. Love for this Murli, love for these dictates, these commandments, these love for these elevated versions, love for this life of purity shall burn in the heart like the fire. That's the real Christmas. To become like the Father. My Father and I are one. That is the last and the ultimate truth. My Father and I are one. My Father is in me and I am in my Father. I am the Son of God is the first step. The second step is, He is in me and I am in Him. And the third step is, He and I are one. We live, we move, we have our being in Him. We live, we move, we have our being in Him, for we are one with Him. Cleft of ages, rock for me. Let me hide myself in thee. And the devotees say, you are like a rock, you are like a cleft. Let me hide myself in you. For you, the Lord, the God, my God, is everything. The Lord alone is truth. All else is unreal. All else is untrue. Seek Him. Be with Him. Rejoice in Him. Follow the dictates. Follow the commandments. And live the highest life of purity. For the Lord loves the purity and the pure in heart, for they shall see the kingdom of God. God loves those who are poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. And the heaven is here, and the heaven is now, and heaven is round the corner. Come ye all. Seek Him. Seek the Lord and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added into it. Whatever that exists in this world will get added. But first, see the Lord, seek the Lord, reach the Lord, be with the Lord. Be with Him, be around Him. In Him is everything, without Him is nothing. So Merry Christmas to all of you. Om Shanti.